let's have a look and see what our next reading is going to be. So into January, a good time to read books when it's still all horrible outside.
Yes, and we're going back to novels. So it's not one of your detective novels, though they're always a good read. So I'm sure we'll choose plenty of detective books in the future. But this one is a historical novel by Tracy Chevalier. Now, she's most famous for The Girl with a Pearl Earring, which
brilliant book.
They made into
yeah.
a film
in
as
film,
well.
Yeah, very famous.
Yeah, fantastic. And she's written a number of novels, but they've all got this sort of historical theme, as far as I understand, where she takes a particular subject and investigates it and then puts her own slant on it. So imagines the characters, imagines the scenes. Another one of my favourites was Remarkable Creatures, when she talked about a fossil hunter in Dorset called Mary Anning, and she told a little bit about her life as she imagined it. And she's also written about William Blake as well in a book called Burning Bright. However, the one
well,
we're
you haven't
going
read
to...
this one, have you? So you're on the
one.
Journey with us,
yes,
which is
I'm
brilliant.
Very excited. It's called The Last Runaway, and it's set in America. It's about a woman called Honor Bright who leaves Britain in the 1850s to go to America. She's a Quaker, and when she gets there, she's confronted by the slavery that is in her new home in this farm that she's settled in. But she does befriend two quite strong-willed women, and they teach her to turn her ideas into actions, so the blurb says. And it's a very unsentimental place, but... And it's what they say is that it's where whiskey bottles sit alongside quilts, which is quite a nice little term and sort of conjures up quite a bit for me. And it's also one of my New Year's resolutions is to make a quilt.
Oh, really?
So
how appropriate is that?
I thought it might inspire me. So I hope everybody else will be inspired too and will enjoy reading it.
Okay, so you've admitted it. We want to see the quilt at the end of the year as well.
So. It might take more than a year. But.
I was going to say, I've looked at some reviews and they say that it really is because it's 1850. Have I got that
right?
1850
yeah.
America. The quilting and so on. It's a real interesting time and so on. She paints a beautiful picture of it. So I
yes.
shall look forward to reading this as well. So it's The Last Runaway. It's Tracy Chevalier. And you can get. We know there are loads of copies at the Suffolk Libraries as well.
That's right,
yeah. Haven't you?
Yeah.
So if you don't have to buy it, you can go out and get it from them. I guess you can get it as an e-reader. I don't know if they've got one of those or not.
No,
you
can
have a little look or not. And of course, you can buy it if you want to as well. So that's our read. Have you got much coming up? Have you just getting into the flow of things for 2017?
I haven't really embarked on 2017. I've been in bed with the Lurgy over Christmas, so I'm just getting going again. So, yes, feeling a bit more myself. So, yeah, full of anticipation for the year
you've
now.
You've been poorly, some allergic reaction, isn't it?
Yeah, as well as a cold. So, got everything this
poor,
year.
Poor things. And the trouble is that you always think, I can read lots while I'm in bed. But when you're poorly, you don't,
that's
do you,
right.
if you're really poorly.
I know, really rotten.
Okay, well, let's see how we get on with this. Catherine, thank you very much. She's got her own website as well. So, if you just type in Catherine Lana, you'll be able to look at her blogging and all the books. Because I know you've got a detective section and all sorts, haven't you?
That's right, yes.
So have a look at that. But The Last Runaway, Tracy Chevalier. And if you read it, just ping me a little line, ping me a text or whatever, and let me know what you think. An email from Pippa. We were talking earlier on about our first book. So Leslie's Read is, it's our online or on air book group. And it's the book we're going to be reading for this month, chosen for us by Catherine, is The Last Runaway by Tracy Chevalier. And Pippa says, I've already read it. It's a really good read and a memorable book. She says, I can't often remember the books that I read, but that one stands out. She paints a very realistic picture and you feel you are in the book with the characters. Perhaps I'll read another Tracy Chevalier instead. She says also Tidings, which was our book for December, a lovely book. It's a poem as well. She said it was lovely to have a special and thoughtful book for Christmas. So thank you, Catherine. Great show. Thank you to Pippa. So there you go. The Last Runaway by Tracy Chevalier. And that comes highly recommended from Pippa as well.